VIP. Let's kick it.
Happy Saturday, Robert.
Happy Saturday to you.
How's the world treating you, sir?
Doing pretty good. Weather's cooled off. Did some Spirit Halloween shopping today.
Oh, yes. I love Spirit Halloween. The pop-ups. There's they're like that cool cousin that comes by like once a year and you play video games and they have like stories and then they're gone. And you're like, till next year.
Oh. I still think back. I was like, I can't imagine having 1% of the stuff available when these movies actually came out, you know, the Friday 13th and Halloween. There was nothing, you know.
No, nothing. Capricorn 1, they had costumes for.
I saw that and I immediately thought, like, yes.
Capricorn, that's so random and like funny. Spirit Halloween, they kind of, that's like their whole business model, right? They just rent out spaces and then pop in and pop out and that's it.
Yep. Make all their money in 2 to 3 months and move on. Next thing. So
I'll give a shout out to there's a place I rent my costumes from for sketches called Itole here in Tarzana. And they're a mom and pop costume shop. And they have like everything. It's fantastic. Like I'm like, I need a monk robe and a Chewbacca costume. They're like, you can rent it. We have it. I'm like, thank you.
We got it. Good.
But they're really cool. But yeah,
it's because you're in LA too. So,
right. Yeah. Always love. I always love supporting those places. You know, it's like nice. They're cool. Where are you? What did you get today? What was the purchase?
I didn't really get too much. I got a Friday 13th trick or treat bag, and then a miniature Halloween backpack.
Oh, cool.
That I do not need, but I had to have.
Part of you needed it. So yes. Now all of you has it.
I can keep all my coins in here.
My coins. I need the coins, please. What are you being for Halloween this year?
I don't know. I'll be in Omaha, apparently. So maybe I'll give out treats. I'm not sure. So.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, I like that you'll be in town soon for a while.
Yeah,
I'll residency.
In about a week and a half for the Halloween 45th anniversary convention and then Hollywood show, then Buffy the Vampire Slayer down in Torrance.
So awesome. What is the highlight of the Hollywood show that you're looking forward to?
Well, Pia Zadora, of course, the lonely lady in person.
Yes.
I cannot wait.
I think we talked about that. That should be exciting.
Yeah. And then Mariel Hemingway, of course, star of Superman 4.
Yes, that's it.
Lacey Winfield. It's only money.
Only money. I was going to get you tickets to see one of my friends is performing on the 20. He won't be in town, which is why I asked you the other day, performing with Mindy Sterling. And I know you're like a fan and I think you've met her before. So I was like, we should go. But I think it was like a few days before you get in.
Gotcha.
But well, I'm going to have a treat for you anyway, a surprise when you're here.
Ooh. So it'll be good. Yeah.
It'll be fun times.
I'll be a temporary resident.
Temporary resident. For a while, which is great. I just want to mention, too, we passed this, but remembering 9/11, it was the 22nd anniversary, which to me feels like a really long time. I remember it like a lot of people as if it were yesterday, but it's very.
How old were you?
I was 20. I was or a few days before turning 20. Gotcha. So, yeah. Where were you that morning?
That morning I was driving up to one of the universities for a practicum fair. And at that time, one of the news channels was on the radio. And so right when I parked, I remember they announced they breaking in that, you know, plane had hit the World Trade Center. And of course I'm at the moment more about plane crashes and why planes go down and so forth. So I remember sitting in the car for a little while. And then I was in the Union. I remember the practicum fair was on the second floor, but I remember I went to the TV area of the Union, and there was nobody there. And I just saw the first shot of the World Trade Center. And so I went up, dropped off my stuff. And so I kept going up and down all morning, you know, and reporting back to what, you know, this is pre-smartphone days. So all the information
was for sure.
And of course, it was like every time I went up and down, there was something new, you know, second tower is hit, then, you know, now it's at the Pentagon. Now when tower's gone and whatever. So it was kind of, I just remember reporting back to him, to and from people that day. And then And then I remember going to lunch with my friend at Arby's of all places. But you know, you're kind of in that moment as like, should we
you
be
don't
eating?
Think you just
what are we
food.
Supposed to be doing? You know, it was a strange time.
I thought the same thing. I went to, because I needed to eat. I was like, I think visiting my girlfriend at college that day, like I drove there or something. And I had like Dunkin' Donuts, and I walked in and I was like, what do you do? But I was like, I need to eat, but I'm not hungry. I just need like stuff in my stomach. Mm-hmm. But I remember I was sleeping because I was in college at the time, and it was, you know, I lived at home because I commuted, and it was like an off day. I didn't think I had classes or something. My mom came in and was like, oh my gosh, you know, a plane just hit the World Trade Center. I was like, oh wow, you know, and then you didn't know it was a terror attack at that point. And I went back to sleep, and she came in again and was like, you know, we're being under attack. This is happening. And I just went right to the news and, yeah, just watched like most people just, mm-hmm. just complete. Yeah. Yeah.
It was, yeah. And then, and I forget, cause, when I went, obviously I eventually went to work. And then apparently I was doing the after school program because I had to go get in one of the vans. So I remember me and one of the staff members were walking in the parking lot out to the vans, and we heard a plane, and you're not supposed, you know, this is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's not supposed to be any planes. And so we look up, and it's Air Force One leaving Bellevue.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Cause President Bush came here.
Wow. That's so cool.
One of the bunkers, but yeah, it was kind of a strange, surreal, you know, cause,
yeah,
there's supposed to be nothing in the air, and just then you just see Air Force One kind of float on by. But
wow!
So now I probably live about 2-3 miles from the Air Force base.
That's so cool.
But anyway,
that's amazing.
So and I watch a few documentaries around that on 9/11 just to kind of remember. Yeah, but
that's good. That's good. Yeah, it is important. Obviously, we'll never forget, and thoughts are with all the people and their families, their memory that passed that day. So let's kick it off with what you've been watching. I'm really curious about yours, Robert, because this first one I'm very excited to see, and it's going to be you that tells me if it's good or not. So what have you been watching?
First one's an actual movie in a movie theater.
Yes.
A Haunting in Venice.
With the great Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, so I was... my sister kind of wanted to see it, you know, and I'm an Agatha Christie fan. And so I did not know too much about this. I remember seeing the preview, and all I heard was kind of like a supernatural Agatha Christie. So I wasn't quite sure what I was looking or kind of getting into. So here's the thing. It's mostly good. But it's one of those, I would say it's over-directed, like every
too much artistic.
Yeah, every shot,
entrepreneurial,
you know, cutting back and forth. And it really, it takes you out of the movie because you're just now, you know, admiring this shot and that shot. And I think that's what Rana kind of has always been guilty of, you know.
Yes.
It looks great. But yeah, so it's, I thought Tina Fey was pretty good in it. Michelle Yeoh was okay. She's had some better, whatever. So it's worth a watch. I don't know if it's necessarily worth a watch in the theater, but I thought they did. It was decent. So yeah.
Okay. Now is this is this part of other films, or is this a standalone?
It would be a standalone, like any Agatha Christie, I think. I mean,
yeah.
He's playing Poirot, but yeah.
Because it just looks interesting, you know, and I read a piece on it in Variety, and it just seems like the review was good. And the one I read, and it just, yeah, it's, you know, Ridley Scott produced it. He has a good eye. So I don't know. I'm excited. But this is one of those. I don't get to go to the movies as much as I'd like to, but I'm going to check this one out. I'm excited.
The sad thing is, we talked about the previews, like none of the previews looked good. I was like, oh, I feel like we're going to have years before we actually see decent movies again. there'll just be this big void of nothing.
I know, the strike
for a long while. So I don't know, we'll see. But yeah, I would say check it out, or at least when it shows up on HBO Max or wherever it's gonna land.
Yeah
but
for sure.
I'm an Agatha Christie fan, but I like I love Evil Under the Sun is one of my favorites, and
nice.
The Mirror Cracked with Elizabeth Taylor, even though it's kind of an awful movie, but I love it. So
I like it. I like your taste.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
And now look at my list. It kind of goes back a while since it's been a couple of weeks, I think. So I watched Stephen King's Thinner.
Sir Lizard. I haven't seen Thinner in a hot minute, but that I did like that movie.
I revisit it every 5 to 7 years, it seems like, because I was like, oh, why do you know? And it does. It goes off a little bit off the rails, as every Stephen King story usually does at the end.
Is it Joe Mantegna that's the gangster in there?
He's the lawyer. Is that right? He plays the lawyer for
the guy that has like connections.
Or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
yeah, because he was right. He was in the Rat Pack around that time as Dean Martin, and he was doing a lot of like mob Italian roles.
Yeah.
So I was kind of in that whole phase in the 90s and like watching Thinner. I was like, it was like an extra bonus for me because he's like, I'll get him for you. And he's like, you know, turning things like a little risque.
Yeah.
But how does the fat suit look holding up? I mean, I haven't seen it.
It's actually a little bit better because, you know, at the time, you know, it's always apparent, you know, when.
Right. Right.
Except. I won't say that, but it's always apparent. But we also, you know, this is a movie. It's a Stephen King movie. You know what you're getting into, and you know going. You once you buy your ticket, you know exactly what the plot is about, so you're not kind of surprised. Oh, yeah. You know what are they gonna do? Yeah, or nowadays they would probably CGI even Thinner or Christian Bale it and just do it for real.
The Machinist.
Yeah.
Thinner had Who was the chicken there that played like the gypsy?
Carrie War.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Carrie War. She did really good in that. the judge that turned into a lizard.
I can't remember now.
That scene though was he's the guy. I forget if he was a judge, but he like the DUI. He let him kind of slide with it.
Yeah, that's where it kind of veers into. Well, obviously, it is a supernatural film, but it almost came very John Carpenter-ish, you know.
Yes.
Instead, but yeah, so it's still a decent watch. So, for some reason, I think it was post Dolores Claiborne. I was just kind of in the Stephen King.
Yeah, no, that's a good choice. I'm gonna actually watch that again now. So good call.
So I started opening some of my Kino Lorber Blu-rays. So one of those was Hudson Hawk, which is
Bruce
always
Willis.
One of my favorites. New on Blu-ray, it looks pretty good. So. I still get a kick out of that movie. So
it is a good movie. It is fun.
Also Kino Lorber, the Blu-ray of Cool as Ice.
Yo, that's not my bike. That's my homeboy's. Homeboy this.
Oh, it's a movie.
You know what I love about Vanilla Ice?
What?
I loved him as a kid. I was 10 years old. I listened to Ice Ice Baby and that whole album. Like once a day at least, and Ice Ice Baby multiple times. I VHS his American Music Awards. I saw Cool as Ice. I had a Vanilla Ice Barbie doll.
Oh my!
Like it wasn't a Barbie license.
Yeah. Well, but, was it a
figure? And the limousine?
Yeah,
I had it. And then he went to jail. He got arrested for like a gun charge.
Oh, did he?
I remember I was in my garage crying. I was so upset, and my dad comforted me. He's like, you know, when Elvis passed away, a lot of people were upset. It's okay. Because I was like embarrassed.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, it's okay to be upset when a public figure you like gets in trouble. And it was just a gun charge. But the point I'm bringing up is what I love about it is he's at that stage now where the nostalgia of early 90s is cool that he's like doing shows and getting work. So like he's having a resurgence. He knows it's a gimmick and he knows how ridiculous he was. And he's like playing on that now. So
take advantage of it.
I love it. But anyway, you saw Cool as Ice.
Cool as Ice, yeah, and it inspired me to find some other missing locations that I went to the locations about a year, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, I need to do a better job for do a better Cool as Ice page. So maybe
you're
on that next trip. So yeah. So so that was one of them. I watched the documentary Scout's Honor. On Netflix, so that was kind of delves into the controversy. I guess it's more than controversy for the Boy Scouts, and kind of covering up all the sexual abuse that happened and kind of how they let things happen over the years. So nobody didn't know already, I don't think, but
Were you a Boy Scout?
I was not. I was a Cub Scout, I think, for a year or two.
Okay, what's the difference? Is Cub Scout like little kids.
Yeah. Okay. Like elementary school type. But
I've always had a problem with the Boy Scout. The response when that sexual thing came out, they almost tried to glaze over it, and then they finally took ownership. And obviously, with any sexual abuse, it's terrible. But I just remember when that happened, they could have done a better job of owning it and doing more for the victims, and I feel like they didn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think they ever recovered from it.
No, and nor will they. I don't think. Obviously, they're in bankruptcy and all sorts of issues. So, but yeah. So it's pretty decent documentary. 3 Days of the Condor, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with. It's a Robert Redford film from was it the 70s? I think.
Yes. That is a good movie.
Yeah, Faye Dunaway. 1975. Oof, I was 5 years old when I saw it. No, it's good. I don't. So it's still the first two acts of the movie are just still fantastic. I always kind of forget how it ends. It kind of flails off a little bit, but it's really good. So if you've not seen 3 Days of the Condor, I would recommend checking that out.
Based on a book, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and the book has, I think the book was longer. I think it was 7 Days of the Condor in the book.
Right.
But it's a movie. Right. You need to smush it up. So,
of course.
But yeah, so, and it's almost, I was like, why don't they remake the, I mean, maybe they will. I don't know. But, and by chance, that is also coming out on Blu-ray with Kino Lorber, so I'll probably be watching it again. And then by chance, I watched, I always watch Burn After Reading every couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
I just love the performance.
Brad Pitt and George Clooney?
Yes.
Yeah. That is a fun one. Yeah,
so. It is.
They have they have good comedy chops.
They do, yeah. So it's just one of those that I always watch. So Tilda Swinton, I love. Frances McDormand, of course. But yeah. So yeah, perfect cast, and I don't think it gets the recognition that it deserves.
I can get on board with that. And Brad Pitt and George Clooney, they have a great dynamic. I mean, with that and Ocean's 11 and everything. you believe it.
Yeah. So that's what I've been watching. What have you been watching?
I have finished The Sopranos in record time. I watched the entire series in 3 weeks, every episode.
What?
Yep. I tell you, it's easy to do.
Yeah, is it?
If you start at 9 o'clock and you can, I bump in 4 hours, 4 episodes a night, some nights.
Yeah.
So, I usually have that itch to watch The Sopranos, which I still maintain is the greatest television show of all time. And the itch every 5 years happens and I watch it. So it's good. I will say, though, some of the episodes don't hold up as well. Obviously, they meant to serve their purpose with violence against women and stuff, but it's a lot harder to watch, I think, as you get older. When you're a kid, you don't really focus on that. You're just watching the talk and the guns and stuff. But some of the violence, it's just... I mean, they weren't glorifying it, obviously, but it just didn't sit well with me.
Gotcha.
But other than that, it's a real delight.
It's a delightful, it's delightful family show.
I watched Straight Outta Compton again, which I think I've seen like 20 times.
I was gonna say, I feel like that's one of your go-tos as well, isn't it?
It is. And I watched it on Sling with, the only place that it was playing was Sling with commercials. So I was like, oh. So bad. But I did get a new 4K player, so I'm gonna that'll be my first movie I get.
Nice.
I don't have any yet. I just got it. My birthday. So
Is today your birthday or when is your birthday?
No, it's the 23rd.
Gotcha.
But it was an early birthday present from Mom.
Oh, thanks, so. Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, what so that'll be your first 4K purchase or
I think sure? so. Yeah. I think so. Maybe you should tweet us at _podcastle, folks, and tell me what Matt's first purchase should be, and I will do it.
Hmm.
So I watched Straight Outta Compton. I did watch The New Little Mermaid. Have you seen that?
I have not. I saw it's on Disney Plus, but I have not taken the plunge. Wink,
I didn't think it was that good.
You didn't like that?
Well, I liked the movie.
I mean, you didn't like my pun.
Wait, what was your plunge?
I've not taken the plunge.
Gosh.
It's just bad dad humor. So yeah. So what is it? A useless remake? I assume.
Yeah, like most of them, not as bad as Lady and the Tramp, but like most remakes, it just doesn't look real. I mean, I'm talking about the Disney live action remakes.
Yeah.
there's no reason to really do it. She did a great job, Halle Bailey. Holly Bailey, is that her name?
Halle Bailey. Yeah.
Halle Bailey. Did a great job. She really did. But something about live humans underwater and there's no like bubbles coming from their mouth, it really does look weird, I thought.
Like Amber Heard. She doesn't even need to breathe.
Exactly. Who's in the new Aquaman?
Briefly. I know. I was watching. I don't think I watched the trailer. I watched the analysis of the trailer, which is all I needed, because I don't think I saw the first Aquaman movie anyway. But
yeah,
I was just kind of curious that where Amber would or would not be.
Right.
She's blowing up Mother Abigail.
She's blowing up Mother Abigail.
I will. I don't think I can even watch Little Mermaid in passing. I have like, I don't.
Yeah.
I saw it on Broadway. So
yeah, no, it's great music. I think the original is a beautiful movie. She did a great job, but I wasn't blown away. I started watching Painkiller on your recommendation. That was pretty good. It's so far so good.
You just couldn't get it through it like 16 seasons of The Sopranos, though.
Right. I just started last night, and I will say you did mention how, you know, they show real stories and they cut it back to reality. And I do like that they bring it home and do that.
Yeah.
It's respectful.
Because we forget, you know, that we get wrapped up in these docudramas. So.
Right. Yeah. So I think Painkiller's good. I'll keep you updated on that. I rewatched 42, the Jackie Robinson story. And last night I watched Halloween 2018 one.
Oh.
Which I've only seen once. And I enjoyed
what?
It.
What?
Yeah. Maybe twice. I think I've seen it twice before. I saw it like when it first came out, and then I did watch it again, I think, when Kills came out, or one of them. I did rewatch it, so third time viewing.
Third time,
It's good. But like, I do like when they're like, we'll give you $3,000, and then the gate slowly opens up. I'm ready for that actor. Who's the actor that plays the sheriff? He's in like all three of them.
Omar Dorsey?
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
I do. He's in a million movies, but he is one of my favorite character actors.
He was supposed to be the Hollywood Show. No, wait. Are you talking about? I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the. Is it Omar Dorsey? Is he the mayor?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
It's the.
Are you talking about
the guy that plays the sheriff? Remember, he's playing the pinball machine and he gets a call and he's like, I'm on my way.
That's not Omar Dorsey. Omar Dorsey's the mayor or something. I know who you're talking about.
But he's good. Colin Mann's his name.
So he is.
Maybe it's not.
I don't think that's it.
We have all the facts here.
I know my Hawkins is his.
Hawkins?
Name.
Maybe that's why Stranger Things called the town Hawkins.
I don't know. Maybe no. Chief Hawkins, Deputy Hawkins, I think, was his character name. And now I can't think of his real name. Does he really exist? No, he's just Will Patton. Will Patton.
Will Patton.
Patton. Because he was,
Yeah, Will Patton. He is great. And he's still around. He was born in 54. I expect a lot more from him. Armageddon, Falling Skies. He's been in the works. So yeah, Halloween 2018 was a fun watch. Brings us to our next segment, Robert, which is, or a few segments from now, fall movies to get you in the mood. It's one of those times of year amongst many. It's nice to be back in Pennsylvania, or in your case, Nebraska. You have the changing of the seasons.
It's fall, crisp weather. I'm ready for it. Should we go right into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
So grab your cider, kids. Here's a list of fall movies that get you in the mood. It's going to prelude kind of our Halloween picks for next month. So, Robert, what are some of yours? Or do you want me to just go through this?
Well, you'll just go through the list.
So I put down Halloween. Okay.
Rob Zombie's Halloween or John Carpenter?
Of course, Rob Zombies. Is there any more? Well, that was like the only one worth watching. John Carpenter's, even if it's filmed in Pasadena or whatever in some spots,
in spring. Right. In the spring.
Right, those leaves. But it does get you in the mood. Signs,
of course. Yeah, signs. Feels
that's
like
number
a
one.
Very, yeah, of course. I can't imagine any other.
Of course.
Films. I feel like I'm probably you just. I feel like you just watched that. I'm probably overdue to kind of watch that. So, is it though at harvest time or the cornfields are green? So it's probably it's really not.
No, it's not fall. It's definitely yeah, August, it's fall, but it's but like the tail end of August.
It seems like a fall. Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting there, kind of thing.
None of these movies are actually in fall. They just remind us of fall.
Right, right. Yeah, they're just, yeah. Summer Rental with John Candy at the beach as well? No.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Perfect Halloween movie.
Perfect. Varsity Blues, because that's in the fall. They're playing football. I have The Village. That's a true fall movie.
That is a true fall. All the leaves, everything. That's your fall movie.
They found him dead behind a dumpster in the alley, and they threw him in the filthy river. What is Sigourney talking about?
I haven't watched that in a while. I feel like that's definitely a hotel where I'll get trapped watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget your policy on The Village. Do you like it, right?
I do. I was.
Yes.
I remember seeing it in the theater and, it's one of those, yeah, you knew something wasn't right, and the dumpster line, and there's a couple words I remember that seemed not right at the time, you know, as you're kind of watching it. And then, of course, now it all makes sense, but
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I love that you like that.
That cast is, I love it.
Yeah, it is a great cast. Great ensemble piece. The Goonies, I think that constitutes a good fall movie, mm-hmm. Right?
Seems like it's a rainy, yeah, yeah.
There's like a double entendre there. They're school starting end of summer and they're going to be moving and it's like, you know, feels a little fallish. Autumn in New York, another movie with Robert Redford.
I don't know that one.
It's I think it's 70s, has to be 70s. Date of Autumn in New York is. Oh, 2000.
Yes, I don't
know. No, that's not it. There's another one.
Are you thinking of something else?
I think I am.
Are you thinking of Robert Redford, Barefoot in the Park?
Barefoot in the Park.
By
the way, I did an acting class in college. I did a scene from that. Killed it. I was like, yeah, oh yeah. Autumn in New York, though, with Richard Gere, certainly is a fall movie. But Barefoot in the Park, that's a good flick.
I do. I remember the other reason I like that play is because HBO used to film plays Broadway and I think and kind of show them or whatever. So the one that they did, the female lead was played by Bess Armstrong, star of Jaws 3D.
Yes.
And I still have that on a DVD somewhere, a pirated copy.
Oh, you have it on DVD?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so nice. Hold on to that one.
I love Bess Armstrong. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got some great chops.
Yeah.
That's cool. And that's a nice treasure to have.
It is.
It's for
I
real.
Wonder if it even exists. It probably doesn't exist anywhere. It probably
no,
exist.
A lot of them probably wouldn't. That's a good find.
Now it exists only in our mind.
Now, what is that from?
Titanic.
Oh yeah, I just watched that last night. Yeah, I just remembered that. Yeah, I was watched that.
I use that line quite
only in my
often.
Memory.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime we lose something, it's like now it exists. Anyway,
Rose is displeased.
we actually do more of his lines than he like. Not that you'll benefit much.
I can't see what possibly so funny now. I put the diamond in the coat, and then the other two I have for fall movies. Grab Your Cider is When Harry Met Sally and Silver Linings Playbook.
I'm not a Silver Linings Playbook. When Harry Met Sally, I was an anti that. You know, I was what 17 or when that came out. So I'm not a romantic comedy, no matter what. But it was funny, and of course, Carrie Fisher steals it. Still, and actually, there are still lines that we say from that movie too. Somebody's staring at you in personal growth.
What is the line?
Staring at you in personal growth. So Carrie Fisher and Meg Ryan are at the bookstore, and then I think Billy Crystal's looking at her or something like that. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But it's, yeah, it's fall, you know, kind of works. I wanted to bring up, before we get into the movie tagline quiz, the Wonka, the new Wonka movie coming out this December. Did you see the still of Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa?
Well, I saw the trailer. Have you seen the trailer?
I haven't watched the trailer.
Oh, my. I think you need to watch the trailer.
I think we need to watch it now. I was going to queue up Suburban Screams because I want to talk about what you think about that, because John Carpenter did like the theme song for it and everything. And he directed, I think, the pilot. But yeah. I have seen the Wonka trailer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Timothy Chalamet,
when it first came out like a month ago or something,
extremely flat. And then it's almost like an SNL sketch, because he does one of the Gene Wilder lines where he's like, you know, let's do something up and get something down. And he's like, oh, reverse that. But he does it in such a boring, flat way. I was just like, he's not going to carry this movie.
No, he can. He's the biggest name, and that's why they got him. And it's just, we don't need another Wonka, like, reboot. I mean, the original was fine, but in the books, okay. But it's not this landmark, you know. I just don't need to keep doing them.
No, and I'm sure there's a better actor that can have some fire to that part.
It's not Timothy Chalamet. Yeah, he's like 20 years old. Come on, guys. He's been doing the Chocolate Factory for decades. Also, and he is a great actor, but like, come on.
Is he?
No, not really.
Okay.
He's just a name. He sucks. But Paul King, they interviewed him, and he was saying how he said, Hugh Grant was so, I had to really think about how to get him to do this role. And I wrote him this long letter saying he plays great washed up hams. And once you see him, it was perfect. And it was almost like I felt like the studio scripted for him what to say, because he's like, why deviate from the original? It's so good. And let's visually, you're going to like this. And I'm like, I think they know it's going to flop. And they're like telling the director what to say. It didn't sound like it was organic or anything.
Yeah. And sadly, you know, whatever they put in the trailer, that's the best 3 minutes that they have. So,
of course.
It just looks, it's just totally unexciting. It's
bleak.
Yeah.
I didn't even like the Johnny Depp one.
No, I liked a couple of the character actors in it, but otherwise.
Yeah.
Same thing. At least Johnny Depp, better for worse, has some personality that he brings to the role in a different way than Gene Wilder. But literally when I saw it, it felt like, you know, two steps away from SNL parody. he's almost like looking off to the teleprompter.
It was
for his lines.
It was in the same ballpark. But yeah, I don't know. They need to keep redoing Wonka.
So quiet up and listen down. Nope, reverse that. It's like, shut up.
Can't wait to see it.
Wonka.
Paul King's best known for what? Paddington?
I think so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, anyway.
I did want to switch gears. Have you seen the trailer for Suburban Screams?
No, I've read a little blurb about it, but I have not seen the trailer.
I haven't either. So I guess we're in for a treat. But I was going to play it because Carpenter directed one of the episodes and composed the theme song. And just that alone makes me very excited.
Yeah.
It's
enough to buy a ticket. Yeah.
Yeah, enough to buy a ticket. I think it's streaming on Peacock. But anyway, this is the trailer for Suburban Screams.
In every neighborhood, there's always that one house that you ride your bike past just a little bit faster than the others.
Who would do something like this?
We now accepted
that we were the hunted.
I was scared to death.
In one night,
police fielded 50 calls about a man in a rabbit suit with a hatchet.
This was real.
Now you're locking windows. You're locking doors.
I know that house. And I know what it's capable of.
There's something wrong with this place.
So is this a documentary and reenactment, or what?
Supposedly, yeah.
Okay.
True stories, mixed documentary and reenactments, which it could go either way. Hmm. I mean, a lot of shows do that.
Yeah.
I am familiar with that rabbit story he mentioned. Not personally, but about like a guy dressed in a bunny suit in like West Virginia or something terrorizing people. It was actually really creepy. But I don't know. I like the music at least, so I'll give the first episode a watch when it comes out.
Yeah. Well, you usually add John Carpenter's soundtrack, it already adds one star to it. So
yeah.
Which to me, like, I think that's a probably added to some of Halloween Ends lesser moments is the fantastic soundtrack. But,
oh yeah.
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 All right. Well, good. We'll see. Yeah, he hasn't directed something in a long time. And when he came back to direct,
it was The Ward, I think.
It was not that good.
But, no.
But yeah, so yeah, we'll see.
I feel like a guy like that, no matter how old he gets, he can always direct something. I mean, he doesn't have to do the hands-on 18-hour days, but, you know, he can always, like, do a scene here and there and sit back and, like, watch the dailies. And just to have his name attached to there is... Yeah. You know,
he likes to play video games, watch basketball too much.
Is that his deal?
I think the last thing he ever wants to do is spend 18 hours on a set again.
I feel like he's earned it.
It's just had the row of classics, you know, that he had from 70s to 80s, and he did it.
I thought about this at some point in our lives, a short film with you, Robert. I want to produce it. And I want you to direct it and find the locations. And be the writer and the guy that produces the characters.
Do you have a plot or anything? You just want to do it?
I just want to do it with you.
Okay.
I feel like you'd be so good at that because you know so much about films and locations and what works and what doesn't. I feel like you would be a great director.
I
don't know.
Kenneth Branagh, but I think I'm a better editor. But
I think you are a good editor too, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I just feel like you would be a phenomenal director.
And if the right script comes along.
I think it would be better if you were a diva and you were like, what is this? Get this out of my face. And I'm like, it's all I have. It's about a Madonna fan concert.
My stack of scripts. I'm like, no. Next.
There's plenty we can do. Madonna fan misses the show and gets locked in a elevator with Madonna. And she puts on she tells her life story, you know, something like that.
Continually changing accents.
Hey, exactly. As Shyamalan says, you just need one big name and the same easy location.
Yeah.
That's all it takes, Robert. But anyway, we'll circle back to that.
Okay.
But I wanted to put you in the hot seat if you're okay for this tonight. It's a guest of the movie by Tag.
Okay, I know. You did good last time, so I don't know. I don't think I do as well, but.
I think you did pretty well. I think you did better than me.
Yeah, I don't know. But.
Well. There's 20 of them, and they're carefully curated.
All right.
So,
is there a theme, or will I figure out the theme?
There's no theme. They're just based on the year.
Just there. Okay.
And the first one is a softball one, so I feel like this will give the year. Okay. Tagline is, I see dead people.
So I want to say it's The Sixth Sense, but I feel like that would not be... the actual tagline for the movie.
I was sure about that.
It might have been the tagline for the video. I don't know. So is it The Sixth Sense 1999?
It's Capricorn 1. It is Sixth Sense 99, sir.
All right.
So we're in 99.
Okay.
Looking back, that's not really a softball one because I would have thought the same thing you did. Like it's too obvious. Mm-hmm. And 99, I would have went for 98 or 2000.
Yeah.
But, okay.
All right.
Okay. Number two is The Force returns May 19th.
The Phantom Menace Episode 1, which I did not see in the theater, believe it or not. As much a Star Wars fan I was. Yeah, I thought it smelled bad, and I was just like, I didn't see it.
You knew.
Yeah.
You knew it was going to be bad.
I did not see it until it came on video.
That was a juggernaut when that came out.
Yeah. It had a great trailer. Yeah, but
Don't you feel like Darth Maul, if they made him the Vader of the prequels, it would have been a little bit better?
They probably did. Here's the thing. Like he did kind of the Boba Fett thing where he didn't know what he had. And then he, kind of spoiled it and then, killed him off in a bad way in Return of the Jedi. And then now they try to bring Boba Fett back, with that horrible series, and same thing like with Darth Maul. They did bring him back, but at this point is like the barn door's been shut, you've lost it. So it's too late. So and otherwise, I mean, the movies just really seem to be about taxes and trading and fighting in the Senate,
Exactly.
It's like
there's so many Senate scenes. And I do like real quick when we were watching Boba Fett, and it was getting to the point where you're like, yeah, the twins were on last night, the Jabba the Hutt's cousins or whatever. You're like, the twins are, like that's what we are in the show.
Speaking of, I have been watching, I didn't put it on my list, Ahsoka.
Oh, how is it?
It's okay. There's one actress that is horrible in it. It is just for me, it's torture to watch her try. It feels like a Lifetime movie actress.
Is it the chick from Mandalorian, the character?
No, it's not Rosario Dawson. It's
not her. I'm thinking of something else.
Some other matter. Yeah, I'm not familiar with Star Wars lore, but anyway. I'll save judgment until I get all the way through the series.
Okay.
But it does. It's like one of those that it's still it takes three sittings for an episode for me to kind of get through. So it's not super compelling, but okay. Anyway, we digress.
I do have that on my list, and yes. I'll proceed with caution. Number three tagline from 1999 is: first he fought for the crown, now he's fighting for the family jewels.
That sounds familiar. Gosh.
I'll give you a hint, because this is a weird kind of tagline. It's a comedy starring a famous SNL alum, and they made three of these movies that did pretty well financially. Baby.
I was going to say it's an Austin Powers, but I don't remember. Is this the second one? Is it the first one?
No.
The Spy Who Shagged Me, or?
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Okay.
The one with Heather Graham.
Gotcha. Is that the second one?
Yeah, second one.
Okay. Which I feel like
was the best one.
Yeah. I remember seeing them in the theater.
Yeah, me too. But the third one, you're like, it's too much.
It had moved. Yeah, it kind of moved on. Yeah, so.
Yeah, Mike Myers was doing like five characters and then like cloning himself, and they were brothers, and you're like, this is too much.
Yeah. Kind of, they went down the Shrek.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like, it was too much. Move. Yeah.
Number four is: reality is a thing of the past. Reality sounds is a familiar. Thing of the past. So what you think is real around you is not real at all.
I don't think I'm going to get this one.
There's a cat that walks by twice in there.
The Matrix?
Yes.
Ugh.
I know. It's very tough.
Yeah, it is tough. Yeah. I need to get back. I need to get 1999 mode. All right.
Well, I feel like this is a really tough year.
Yeah.
But number five is: the toys are back. The toys are back.
Is it Toy Story 2?
Yes, sir, it is. It is Toy Story 2.
Which one it was. All right.
Number six is very misleading.
Okay.
The scariest movie of all time is a true story.
1999.
Scary. Give you a hint.
Okay.
Not a true story, but marketed as such.
Let me see. So Amityville Horror remake was 95, I think. So I don't think it would be that.
This movie got in at just the right time. 2 years later, everyone had a computer internet.
Is this Blair Witch?
Yes.
Okay.
Blair Witch, because remember Blair that Witch viral question. Marketing? I remember yes. somebody said to me, it was true. Like, they found the camera. And at the time, there like was Google, but not everybody had it. And I'm like, I feel like we would have heard about this, but you don't know.
Yeah.
So
I will admit that I kind of fell into the Blair Witch. I knew it was fake. So we went to go see it in the movie.
Yeah.
Theater. And then I remember it was at Sundance. Earlier that year.
Right.
Yeah, earlier that year, because right. I was at Sundance 98. I'd heard rumblings about it, and they had a website. So this is 1999, so websites were barely there. So I remember we went to see the movie, and then I started kind of looking at the website for different things, and they did a decent job. I mean, back then, you didn't have to do much to look like to make it look real for news and so forth. But so I actually slept with a little nightlight on that night. I remember that.
Really?
I will admit it. Yeah.
It was scary.
And I don't know what it is about that final shot or last final shot of is it Mike with it turned towards his back to the camera?
Yeah. That was brilliant.
I'm not quite sure why that's so alarming, but.
But it is.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. The shot, he's there and it ends. And that's exactly what was predicted. And yeah. Now, Book of Secrets or Book of Shadows is another story. That was tough. I saw that one theatrically too.
Me
and that was like,
too. Not, yeah. It's like, well, there's Blair the Witch, end of that.
I think that and Austin Powers were playing at the same time. Mm. So I think I saw that the same day as Austin Powers. And it was like a mind, like,
opposite of a.
Yeah.
I remember it made people sick too because the camera was all over the place. But
yeah. Do you ever watch Blair Witch again? I mean, I haven't seen it since
Not in a long, long time. Because it does get a little bit much. And now that, you know, once you've seen it, you're like, the scares were kind of almost like the first time you probably saw Halloween, where you're looking at all parts of the screen for something in the shadows and little sounds. And once you know there's nothing going to be there, then that magic is gone. So you can only do that once. But, yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm with you 100%. So you're right. It is Blair Witch, the Blair Witch Project. Number seven is danger, suspense, excitement. There must be when he's around.
Is it a James Bond movie?
It's a James Bond movie.
All right. So 99 would be, is that GoldenEye?
It's not GoldenEye.
Okay.
GoldenEye was 95. It's the third one with Pierce Brosnan.
Is that the world is that tomorrow or
the world is not enough? Okay. I do like that garbage song, the theme song.
Yeah, that's why I begin to mix the Pierce Brosnan. Is like I never know which order they came in.
Oh, they're mixable.
Yeah.
Oh, they're very mixable. The world is not enough as Christmas Jones. It's often rated the worst Bond girl out of the entire franchise. Denise Richards.
Oh, which I could see.
I mean,
I'm sure
she's beautiful. She's like, but I'm a nuclear physicist. It's like, you're not. You're not.
Nobody can't even pretend.
It's like Elizabeth Shue and as the nuclear physicist in The Saint, where she's like, I'm doing things to recreate water photosynthesis. And it's like, no, you're not.
Tell me more. Dr. Shue.
I love Elizabeth Shue. I'm not knocking her.
Of course. She's the best.
She's great. Okay. So, yeah, the world is not enough.
All right.
Next tagline is miracles do happen. Miracles happen in the most unexpected places.
Sounds like a movie I would hate and probably did not see.
I will give you a hint. It's a movie that you watched. It's based on a book from an author that was also one of the movies you've been watching.
Really? Oh, God, now I have to think back. So,
and I'll read the tagline again in the kind of accent they spoke in the movie.
Okay.
Miracles do happen. Miracles happen in the most unexpected places.
Is it a Stephen King adaptation?
It certainly is.
But was
99? Really big movie, grossed a lot of money.
Did it?
Yeah. Lot of money.
I am just doing horrible here.
It's a tough one.
It's what?
It's a tough one. I'll give you one more hint.
All right.
It has a very famous actor in it who was also in the movie Splash.
Not the lead in Splash, I take it.
The lead in Splash.
The lead in Splash. Tom Hanks was in a...
He was in The Green Mile.
Oh, gosh. I'm all in horror movie mode, and I'm like, what?
It's tough, because it's not really a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid Robert.
That's okay. Not stupid Robert.
Yeah.
Smart Robert. Nature called. Look who answered. Once you adopt a kid, you've got to keep him. Which is a terrible tagline, by the way.
That is awful. I wish it was Problem Child, but it's not.
I watched Problem Child before I watched this shit.
Which that kid, I think, not kid, now he's adult.
Michael Oliver?
Does convention sometimes, so.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I think it'd be good. It's not a Curly Sue or Uncle Buck, is it?
No, it's an Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, is it Big Daddy?
It's Big Daddy.
Okay. Oh, Adam.
It can only take so much.
Well, we had years to wait till we had the crown jewel of Jack and Jill. For you Dunkin' Donuts. Al Cappuccino.
The commercials. Oh. In a town where winning is everything, these guys have nothing to lose. It takes a hero to know what's worth winning. I'll give you a hint. It's a sports movie.
I was gonna say, is either like
a is it the MTV varsity sports movie?
Is it a Varsity Blues type thing?
It's Varsity Blues.
Is it Varsity Blues? All right, good
yes,
for
them. Sir.
I never saw it, so.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
I don't think I can.
Oh, it's so good. John Voight should have won an Oscar.
Exactly. That's all you had to say, John Voight. I was like, precisely. No, I'm burning it. So.
Number 11 is. There's something about your first piece. Piece being tangible, like
American Pie.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is American
Pie. I just know the trashy ones.
I just Evil loves to party.
Oh, this could be 99. So this could be a couple different things.
Because it's so broad, I'm just going to give you a hint. It's based on a earlier... It's a remake of what is considered a classic horror film today.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to go with Idle Hands, but.
It's not Idle Hands.
Evil loves to party.
It's not the best tagline.
No. That's why they're tricky. That's why they're tricky. And it's based on a better known original.
Yeah. I'll give you another tagline if you want.
Okay.
Let's see. This movie, I'm actually curious of where you stand, what side of the fence. Another tagline is, six strangers have the chance to make $1 million each. All they have to do is make it through the night alive.
So House on Haunted Hill.
Yes.
Yes. Which actually I do love that remake.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of scary moments, like the video camera downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Chris Kattan.
Chris Kattan. He's frightening.
Do you guys want to buy me some cookies?
Want to buy me some cookies?
Yeah, actually, I did some. Actually, I have a little page on that as well. So.
You do, right? Yeah.
I do, so I should have known. Yeah, Evil, I don't see how that quite fits the movie, but a lot of taglines do not. So.
No. Yeah, it really doesn't fit the movie. Number 13 is, you'll never know what bit you.
So Arachnophobia was 96, I think, so I don't think it's that. American Werewolf in Paris was before that. I may be going down the wrong route here.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
There was many sequels of this. One you just watched recently, it was a sci-fi movie. It was a versus movie.
So this would be Anaconda, the Blood Orchid.
This would be Lake Placid.
Oh, Lake Placid. Is this the original Lake Placid?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, darn it, Robert.
It's a class. I think the other ones all really gave it away.
Yeah.
But
there's a big alligator.
Yeah, there's a big alligator in this movie.
In this placid lake.
Bridget Fonda. I do love that the movie you watch is Lake Placid versus Anaconda or whatever. Like the lakes fighting in the fight.
It was, yeah, it didn't even make sense, but it's amazing. Should have been like Anaconda in Lake Placid or something like that. But
oh, it's perfect.
Oof.
Okay, next one is Think Innocent, Think Helpless, Think Again, Naps or History.
It's not Baby Geniuses, is it?
It's Baby Geniuses.
Oh!
Get the baby.
I think the tagline should be Get the Baby.
Oh, the movie should be called Get the Baby. Perfect.
Oh, I
just love that you love that movie.
Well, who doesn't?
By the way, after this, we need an update on Sex and the City reboot you've been, or sequel you've been watching.
It did finish. It did finish, but yeah.
Okay. Okay, next one is New York's most powerful gangster is about to get in touch with his feelings. You try telling him his 15 minutes are up.
Is it Robert De Niro?
Mm-hmm.
I picture the movie, and I think they even made a sequel to it, and the title's not coming to me.
Give me another actor in it, and we'll give you full credit.
Full credit. Now I can't even think. Gosh.
It begins with an A.
The movie?
The movie.
Okay. Gosh, it's not. I'm picturing the movie. Obviously, I've
but you know what it is. We'll
I know what
credit.
It is, but I'm not. Yeah, no. But
analyze this.
Analyze this. Oh, is it Analyze That? Is the sequel then?
Yeah, and I wouldn't watch that one. Okay. First one's still funny, but yeah. Billy Crystal. It's they,
gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, 16 is bigger, smarter, faster, meaner, or how fast can you swim? So those are the two taglines. I feel like both wouldn't give anything away. But whenever I hear bigger, smarter, faster, meaner, I just think of Jurassic World when Dr. Wu's like, I believe you said him bigger, faster, meaner. I believe the word you use more dangerous. So the taglines are bigger, smarter, faster, meaner. And then how fast can you swim?
All right. So it's a sequel.
This is not a sequel. This is just
not?
A.
Yeah. Oh, then it's not what I'm thinking. Oh, yeah, it's 99, so it would not be what I'm thinking. How fast can you swim?
Another tagline is
failing tonight.
Beneath the glassy surface, there's a world of gliding monsters. And it's 99 is a hard year. I wouldn't have gotten any of these. So don't sell yourself short.
I feel like I saw everything in 99, so.
Oh, you've seen this one.
So I should know.
It has an animal. Multiple animals in it that I absolutely love.
Is it Deep Blue Sea?
Yes.
Okay.
Gosh. Good call. You've
it
seen
made
that.
It seem. Oh yeah. So I saw that in the theater, of course. Did you see it in the theater?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I love that movie.
It was terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, when he's underwater and the shark pushes the guy that's still breathing underwater in the dark into the glass.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. No, it's scary.
I loved it. I loved it.
It is great. I'm so happy that you love that. You should get a tattoo of it.
I love it that much.
I love it that much.
I'm just going to get the tagline tattooed so people, they know it.
They know it. Okay, three more here. Next one is, it's not paranoia if they're really after you. In God we trust, the rest we monitor.
Everything seems so familiar.
This is a government
conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
NSA watching you kind of movie. It's a thriller.
It's not, is Ryan Philippe in this one? No.
It's got John Voight in it, so I don't know if you've seen it.
Then probably not.
Ryan Philippe is not in this, but okay. Scott Conn is, if that helps.
It does.
You might be thinking of another good looking lad. And also Will Smith.
I don't think I know this one then.
You know what? I don't know if you would. Yeah. I don't think this is your kind of movie.
Okay.
It's Enemy of the State.
I don't think I saw
Gene Hackman.
Yeah. I might give it a watch if I see it. So
it's sadly still holds up in the fact that we still have privacy issues in this country. But number 18, I am very curious about what you think of this movie. Heads Will Roll. I also saw this theatrically. Heads Will Roll.
This is a horror movie sequel.
This is definitely, it's not a sequel. It's definitely a horror film based on a very popular work of literature that even Disney did a cartoon of at one point. Who's that coming round the street? Is Ichabod? Ichabod Crane.
Oh, is this the Johnny Depp Legend of Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow. There's also a movie from 99 called The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, which is like a cartoon.
Okay.
But what do you think about this with Christopher Walken as the horseman?
No, right? No, it was not my thing at all. Did you like it? No. That story has never
been. I'll watch the Jack the Ripper movie before this.
Yeah.
But you didn't like it?
No, I did not.
Mm-mm. Wasn't a fan. Sorry. Okay. Two more here.
All right.
Number 19 is There Are Many Ways to Hate. Count them yourself.
My
emphasis on count. Count them yourself. Count the ways to hate.
It's not the 10 things I hate about you, is it? It
certainly is.
Okay. That's an easy one.
Heath Ledger's worst role.
I'm sure he did more awful things.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight.
Dogtown. Dark Knight. And finally, no hints on this one, and I will just read all five taglines after each other if you don't get it.
Okay.
We'll start with the first one. Never give up, never surrender.
Galaxy Quest.
Yes! I knew you would get that. Out of the gate.
Speaking of, I finally found my missing Galaxy Quest location.
No way.
Yes, I'm
was
so excited.
Was it the house, the mansion?
It was Justin Long's house in the movie, which is just in, I think it's in one shot. It's in one shot in the movie.
Yeah.
And I've been searching.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Your like, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. So I will be visiting it on the next trip.
Wow.
So everybody can rest now that after 24 years, I found the missing house. Yes.
That's exciting. That's really exciting. Congratulations.
It was really a convoluted way I had to find it. The house showed up on some TV show in two scenes or something like that. And I was trying, this show is not streaming, and so I was trying to find illegal pirated episodes to see if it kind of gave me some hints, and I could barely read addresses across the street or whatever. Image, I found it. So anyway.
Well, congratulations. You're a great sleuth with that. That's why you're the best. You're the set jetter.
I try. Even though no, I won't be bitter.
Even though.
Well, I see here's the thing. I see people going to locations. I have on these videos, whatever. I'm like, I found all those, you know. And not that
I know. It's painful. I can relate to you. Yep. There's sketches I've seen that I wrote first, when the pandemic was happening, I wrote and recorded instead of staying alive. It was staying inside. And that day, some hack put it out.
Some did it. Yep.
Well, I messaged him. I was like, great job, man. Like, I actually recorded this today. And he was very cool. He's like, oh, like, I'd love to see your version. You should do it. I'm like, I'm not doing it. It's whatever. Yeah. But it had like 10 million views kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
It was exciting. So. And then Zootopia was mine. I came up with that idea 6 months before the trailer came out, the Disney movie.
6 months before the trailer came out.
Oh, and Napoleon. Not my idea, but I did write a biopic about him, and all of a sudden I see Ridley Scott.
In sixth grade, I'm like, oh, now you decide now. To make it into a movie.
So that happened again, and I wrote the script. I did like tons of research. I interviewed real people from the subject matter. And I got a copy written. I got my actually notice in the mail today, the official document. Yeah. and I put it in 4 film festivals. So I'm ahead on the game. I'll talk to you offline about that.
Yeah.
But I do expect you to accompany me on some film festivals next year.
Well, of course. But yeah, I was watching one video, and one guy even had, he was showing locations comparisons on his phone, and it was my website. And I was just like, come
what?
On. I know.
That's blatant plagiarism. Wait,
no,
so
it's fine.
The side-by-side were grabs from setjetter.com?
Yeah, yeah. He actually had it on his phone. And I was like, well, there. Congrats. Thanks.
Was it the one on the canyon?
No. Anyway. But yeah, it's just a little bit of my bitterness, but
no, and, you have every right to be bitter, but I feel like most people go to the good stuff, and that guy's probably just a hack that doesn't get any like views.
Fine. So it's for everybody's enjoyment.
Well, you please listeners and viewers visit setjetter.com today. And comment.
Check out the Cool as Ice page.
Coincidentally, that is what today's Blind Man's Fluff is.
Oh, is it?
Well, it wasn't. It was Earth Girls Are Easy. But once you started talking about Cool as Ice, is that okay?
Yeah, bring it up.
Okay, so
all roads lead to Cool as Ice.
I just love that you bought that movie again in higher quality.
Well, yeah, because I don't even know. Was it even on DVD? I don't know how I had a weird.
Or is it like the movie Calendar Girl that's like out of print?
Just,
like literally, like you can't get it. You have to like eBay it.
eBay, yeah. You take
that's
what you
sad.
Can. When VHS, like, yeah. Laserdisc. I probably have it. Maybe that's where I got it on Laserdisc. I probably have it on Laserdisc.
But how's the quality on Laserdiscs?
It's usually pretty good, actually. Right before we moved, I hooked up my Laserdisc player to watch some movies, and actually, it's decent. Obviously, it's not. It's better than DVD, but
okay.
It's not as good as Blu-ray. So it was decent. Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Cool as Ice. Robert's description reads: I visited these locations nearly 10 years ago and posted them on my blog. With the new Blu-ray out, I thought I should dust them off and give the movie a proper page. And I love the early '90s logo, the title card.
Hell yeah!
Oh, it's so cool. But this actually is a great page. So this is in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah, so not too far. So actually, this was not intentional that I didn't go to this location because it was a Cool Size location, but I was there for another movie, but I recognized it. I was like, oh, I've been down that road. I know that fence.
I know that white fence. And this is Glendora.
Glendora, which kind of looks like a little bit like Monrovia and Sierra Madre.
It does.
But obviously they're pretty unique trees in Glendora. So this is before the days I was doing exact screenshots, obviously. So I was just taking random pictures. I'm like, here's the street they shot.
Yeah, you did a great job.
So I feel like I could do better. Speaking of Sierra Madre, I don't know if they've been having some issues with bears. So they've had to cancel some events.
Yeah, the bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're looking for them. I don't know if it was climate change, but they're like venturing more into people's yards and stuff.
Yeah, so we'll have to be careful on our H45 tours. So. Keep a lookout.
The funky bike repair shop.
Yeah, so the bike repair shop obviously looks quite different than it did in the movie. And now there's a big fence, so you can't kind of get the same exact shots on different pieces of it.
No.
But you can tell it's at the right.
The pants, still, though, they're so there. Great.
I
had pants like that. When this time, like my mom bought them for me because I was such a fan, and I wore them. I actually wore them like parties. So there's all these pictures of like 9-year-old Matthew, and people are just wearing jeans, and I have these like bright, crazy pants.
Well, that's what you did back then. So.
And it was fine.
Yeah,
it was cool.
But yeah.
This is North Wabash Avenue.
Yes.
Where is this? Is this in LA?
Nope. This is still in Glendora. So just up the street from downtown. So, so this is kind of all on the same street. And so the General House looks pretty much the same. I don't know if it still does in 2023. If I hit Glendora again, I will check it out and see. But same mailbox is there, which is kind of nice.
What about this haircut?
This haircut is still there.
And next we have... East Whitcomb and North Vista Bonita.
Yeah, so they drive by the ex-boyfriend, the jerk, or whatever, with his broken nose. Yeah, so obviously it's pretty the street signs are right there, so make it easy for you to know which corner we're trying. But then I remember the last shot, they're like flipping them off or something like that. But they're also, you can see they're going by the same house in the same, the opposite direction.
Wait, in this shot?
Yeah, go to the very last shot though. So they're supposed to be driving by down the street, and the reverse shot of them, you can they're driving by the same house the opposite way. It's like the house is so identifiable. You know, I was just like, well, you need to.
Who's in the back of the bike?
I can't remember which.
It's like his cousin or
it was, yeah, or something.
His like sister that. Or something, yeah.
But yeah, so just a few shots. That's why, like, when I read and rewatched it, I'm like, oh, I need to do some more locations for this. But no, nobody's begging for more Cool as Ice locations, but there they are.
Somebody, I watched the video to Ice Ice Baby after I saw your page the other day.
Yeah.
Or I saw, I think you mentioned, I think you posted about Cool as Ice.
Yeah.
And I watched the video. One of the comments was, hey, let's not give Vanilla Ice any crap to come up with original music. He was under pressure. And I'm like, oh, good one. Good one. When you're in town, I took a bunch of days off. We should do some set jetting together.
Yes. So, I have a few have to do things, but yeah, so I'll be in town to
give us a tease. What's one of the locations that you're buying?
Well, I'm going to do, I have a big, I watched all of Alias, the entire series. So there's probably, I don't know how many hundreds plus locations.
Nice.
I'm doing some work for the Nude Bomb.
As you do.
If I have time, I'll probably do some earthquake locations because I think their that anniversary is coming up.
Oh, cool. The one from the 70s?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've done some locations before, but I thought, I just need to do a better job. So, the Galaxy Quest house, of course. So,
Course.
And then Shortcuts, I did locations also about 10 years ago, but I'm missing some. So I need to add some that I have found since that time. So those would be my main ones, but Alias would be the,
that's the one.
If we have some time, some cool as ice, locations, but we'll see.
Cool as ice isn't in your top tier slot for priorities.
Well, Alias will come first, but like literally there's so many. I'm like looking through my map now. I'm like, there is a few hundred probably Alias locations.
Oh gosh. did you watch Alias in its original run? Like you were
not,
fan?
Not until I think season two or three. Because I think Lost had just started, so it'd probably be season three. And then I heard about Alias. I kind of knew what it was. I remember seeing the posters, but people had started talking about it. And I think they're talking about the season two finale. And I was like, maybe I better give this a watch. And so I caught up quickly. This was the Netflix disc days, because I remember you get one disc at a time.
Yeah. And I love those days. You had to really savor it.
Oh, my gosh. It was a cliffhanger. But I was like, I remember there was a bomb in USC's Memorial Stadium, and I was like, the bomb is about to go off, and I was like, now I have to wait 7 days until did I get the next disc to see what happened. But
I know, can you still use that for 4K discs, Netflix?
I don't know. I feel like they stopped that altogether. I don't, but
I feel like they did.
Yeah.
Now that I got this 4K player, I want to like use physical media more.
Oh yeah.
I just treasure them more. I like tangible stuff. I stream everything, but if I really want it, I like the collection to have.
Oh, I 100% agree. So, but they haven't even released Alias on Blu-ray. So they have not. So it's just the DVDs that I have now. So that's why some of it was tough because it's not very good quality, but
yeah.
But you know, something like I'm staying, a couple of my hotels I'm staying at are Alias locations. So,
oh, cool.
Make the most of it.
Are you going to be staying at the Monica Lewinsky location at the Linda Tripp one?
I didn't even think about that. I do. Here's the thing. I can't find Impeachment is not available in physical media either.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be, it's tough to kind of get screenshots when it's streaming with all the algorithms that make it difficult, but.
Right.
And now that hotel is completely different. So,
yeah, they were doing some renovations.
Yeah, so it looks, the whole rotate is
rotate
gone. It's gone.
When you come to town, we should visit Halloween, the Spirit Halloween shop in Burbank.
See if it's, it should have more than.
We'll do a video.
Yeah.
Do you, I can't believe they have Capricorn 1. Like somebody
they
made
that. They do not. They did not.
Wait, you Photoshopped that?
No, it just looked like Capricorn 1 to me.
So oh, that's I why I sent
it. No, no. It just looked, as soon as I saw it, I was this looks like a Capricorn 1. Because it does, doesn't it?
Oh, well, I thought it was.
It's just, for listeners, Spirit Halloween has a white astronaut jumpsuit, but it literally looks like it's right out of Capricorn 1.
Oh,
I think we should just add our own sticker.
I feel like we should contact OJ and see if he has any props.
I think
he would never steal them.
And we should have like the alternate, you know, Brenda Vaccaro, wife of astronaut at home costume.
Remember last year they had that whole Halloween Spirit Halloween like memes. Everybody was like, "I'm a guy that sits around and does nothing." That.
Yes. So, but no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to fool you, but it was not a real Capricorn one, but it certainly looks like it.
Now Halloween's ruined.
I'm sorry. Well, I can make your own label so you can pretend.
It's perfect.
All the kids were doing in the late 70s.
I was teasing around. I was looking to buy some new shoes, and I was sticking my pinky toe in the idea of getting those alien shoes that you have. But they're really expensive.
The Stompers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're up there. You're a true fan.
Well, I kind of got it. Well, I did pay more than at the time. It seemed like quite a bit, but
it's worth it.
It was, so I can wear them once every 5 years to my alien movie.
Whatever it takes.
I did wear them when I met Veronica Cartwright.
Well, yeah. She's great.
She did not care at all.
She was, oh, really?
Yeah, she's like,
This, real quick before we go, the Hollywood show this year.
Yes.
The ones that I'm looking at, it looks like it's a pretty solid list. There's Vicki Lawrence from Mama's Family will be there.
So, yeah, she was at the last, or she was a couple times ago, which she was good. Penelope
is she nice?
She seemed to be nice. I think she was kind of short, and I didn't get anything signed. I just got a photo with her. So,
okay, okay, because I'd be interested in meeting her.
Yeah, Penelope Ann Miller, which seems kind of high up there, actress.
Yeah.
So that's kind of we'll see if she still does it, you know. But
Penelope Ann Miller was in Kindergarten Cop, and
yes,
yeah,
and Adventures in Babysitting.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah. Tom Wilson will be there. He does a lot of these different shows, but I think he always overcharges, I think, if I remember right. Like,
really?
To the point that nobody goes to his table. So.
Oh, it's too much.
Cindy Pickett, who I love, and Ferris Bueller's mom, and Ferris Bueller's dad, I think, is also going to be there. So I think they were married and now divorced, but.
Oh, Ferris Bueller's dad's the guy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles that says,
"Yeah, so I think
you'll never catch the six. You'll never make the six."
So I think he will be there.
Oh, I got to go.
John Lovitz will be there.
Nice.
That should be good.
Used to love his comedy club.
Ken Marshall from Krull, K-R-U-L-L. Somebody just asked me if I'm going to be there because they got excited about the Krull stars will be there. So,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Let's see who else would be fun. Mariel Hemingway, of course, for star of Superman 4.
Of course. Who complained about parking?
Yeah.
It's only money. Is that her? Who
it's
was?
Only, yeah, but you know what that had a ticket will cost? Lacey, it's only money.
But there's some really good. Tom Wilson. There's some good ones here.
Isadora. She better not cancel.
Oh, why, Shannon, is she notorious for canceling?
No, this is her first time she's ever done a convention ever. So, we shall. People just cancel sometimes too. So,
Christina Ricci.
So I've met her. I think she should be good. I mean, she's usually pretty good for down to earth. Shannon Sossaman, who was in Rules of Attraction, one of my favorite movies. But yeah, so that's about
that's
it.
That's exciting.
So I always look down to see who's canceled already. But
who's canceled? Yeah. Eric Roberts will be there.
No comment.
The Expendables.
Is he in the Expendables?
Piece of shit, isn't he?
No comment.
Okay. You're a good man.
I've met Irene
Bedard will be there, who voiced Pocahontas.
Ah.
In Disney. Interesting.
So, yes, they've been getting decent people, and maybe some of these people now just need money. I don't know. Nobody's acting.
Interesting choice here. Jeff Young, he was the guitar player for Megadeth. Not really Hollywood.
No, well, you know, some of the Horror Hound gets more musicians than...
Like if they did a song or something.
Yeah, or something like that. And so, and I guess some people kind of get into that, but I don't know.
Okay.
Kind of depends,
Jimmy Workman, who played Pugsley in the Addams Family original. The original, the movie. Original movie. So there's some good ones here. That's cool.
I think in March somewhere they're also having a Porky's reunion. I think in Texas. And I feel like I need to maybe go to that.
Oh, that's in Texas?
Yeah. So Kim Cattrall is not going, but
who's not going?
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall's not going. If she does, she'll phone in her her booth.
Yeah, that's right. She'll just phone in your autographs for you.
Well,
imagine
that's cool.
Signing. So yep. So I will be there for that.
Awesome. That'd be a good one. Oh, Richie Ramone. All right. Well, that'll be your show tonight. Robert, thank you as always for taking the time, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you on the set. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet.